The Wanderings of Odysseus, from The Odyssey, Homer, translated by Robert Fitzgerald.
What makes a good adventure story? Homer's Odyssey remains one of the best-loved adventure stories of Western civilization. This great epic tells the story of Odysseus, a Greek king who travels through foreign lands for many years in an effort to find his way home to his wife and family. Read along to find out about his tremendous adventures, heroic feats, and dramatic homecoming.
Part 1. The Wanderings of Odysseus. Book 1. A Goddess Intervenes. Sing in me, Muse, and through me tell the story of that man skilled in all ways of contending, the wanderer harried for years on end after he plundered the stronghold on the proud height of Troy. He saw the townlands and learned the minds of many distant men, and weathered many bitter nights and days in his deep heart at sea, while he fought only to save his life, to bring his shipmates home. But not by will nor valor could he save them, for their own recklessness destroyed them all. Children and fools, they killed and feasted on the cattle of Lord Helios, the sun, and he who moves all day through heaven took from their eyes the dawn of their return. Of these adventures, Muse, daughter of Zeus, tell us in our time, lift the great song again. The story of Odysseus begins with the goddess Athena's appealing to Zeus to help Odysseus, who has been wandering for 10 years on the seas, to find his way home to his family on Ithaca. While Odysseus has been gone, his son, Telemachus, has grown to manhood, and his wife, Penelope, has been besieged by suitors wishing to marry her and gain Odysseus's wealth. The suitors have taken up residence in her home and are constantly feasting on the family's cattle, sheep, and goats. They dishonor Odysseus and his family. Taking Athena's advice, Telemachus travels to Pylos for word of his father. Meanwhile, on Ithaca, the evil suitors plot to kill Telemachus when he returns.